Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Awakening. I'm your host and, as I like to say, co-pilot, Michelle Mache. Welcome, everyone listening via Cosmic Dimensions as well, and hello all that are listening later via iTunes and the other podcast stations. It's great to connect with all of you, and I hope this Friday is finding you all in a wonderful flow. And if not, hopefully our program today will alleviate some of that so that you can be in a flow that works for you. Awakenings Radio, we really like to host dialogues and interviews with all types of people that are awake, aware, and living in this awake and aware state and taking it into their everyday lives. Awakenings Radio hosts dialogues with spiritual teachers, metaphysicians, authors, visionaries, and really all types of people, as I said, that are really waking up. That's really the key here. We are a bridging point between science, art, and spirituality. And also, I'd like to say, a place where you can really connect in, meet some wonderful people. There's a wonderful online and also in real life community that is forming. And anchoring this energy is the sacred space of empowerment, also known as the chat room. And we have some wonderful beings in the chat room that also are very awake and aware and just in a very open state to give their own insight or feedback or bring questions up for the inquiry. In a traditional sense, a satsang or a sangha, a weekly time of meeting in the Eastern tradition, connecting in a sense to reaffirm that which we know and share insights and understanding and to celebrate what we know and what we truly are. So I think it's really important to do that. So this program has a lot of meaning for me as well. And it's almost like a wonderful dinner party, you know, where there's just some wonderful elements, and it keeps expanding. This wonderful dinner party keeps expanding, and the guests are amazing and bring their own stories of their travels on the path, and everybody, all the listeners, all the participants. So it really is a wonderful connecting, but also a relaying of timely information as we assist in and track this time of change and transition. And within this time of change and transition, it's not, you know, the thing is it's our consciousness. And in the change or shift in consciousness and the expansion of consciousness, that really, really does make a difference. You may not think so. You might think it's just at some point, oh, how can it? But it really does. What we do radiates out to others and even more importantly to the universe. It really does. We do add. We take, but the energy gets shifted or requalified. There's an exchange that takes place that what we take we also release, and that's that electromagnetic interplay that takes place, the within as without, that ebb and flow that takes place. So really important to remember that you are not just taking but giving, but not just giving and also taking. There is this exchange of energy that's taking place. So as where you're sifting in consciousness, that's affecting the resonant field, the morphogenic field, that's affecting the field that we are, and that we are co-creating in a simultaneous manner consistently, continually. There's a continual co-creation. We're not static. So those of you guests, welcome all, and welcome all in the chat room. And if you'd like to register with Blog Talk Radio so that you can interact in the chat room, all you need to do is sign up with your name and email, and that gets you interactive in the chat room. But you can also call in for questions and comments, and the call-in number is 347-539-5122, and I'll give that again, 347-539-5122. And if you do have a question, just press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you'd like to be heard, you'd like to share, and we'll open the lines for you. Again, and in the chat room, if you have questions or comments, that's great. If you can type in caps, that's great. If you don't remember, that's fine. Many times I can weave through the writing and see it as well. We are still doing, for the next couple weeks, till the end of May, the how and where you listen to Awakening. So love the emails. Keep them coming. How and where you listen to Awakenings. And you can email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com. And that will get me the wonderful information that I love reading all the time. Hey, Palito's in the chat. Maui Shaman. So ready to go on air. So yeah, what people have been sending in emails, and you can also tweet it to me or direct message me at Michelle Mache on Twitter. And Facebook's another way, but it goes to a couple channels before it gets to me. But if you put it on the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook, I'll see that. And there's just a little gift, in fact, something that is with Paulo and I on it. So just a wonderful gift for everybody that took the time to email, or actually everybody. But yeah, if you want to email awakenings@selfandlight.com and let me know how and where you'd listen to Awakenings. And it's really opened a wonderful dialogue and a wonderful reflection of the individual expressions that we are, of the all that is. It's been wonderful. So, well, so everyone knows, and if you don't know, you're soon to know, our guest, but really part of the Awakenings family, is soul reader and psychic Paulo D'Oro, also known as Maui Shaman. Paulo also is a phenomenal artist, artisan, creating sacred art as well. And you can also reach him at whatisyoursound.com. And he's traveled all over the world. Basically, a lot of what he does is help people grow and activate their true energy, their true nature, and to live that more. And again, his website is whatisyoursound.com. And I want to welcome back to the program, Paulo D'Oro. Hello, Paulo.
Well, aloha, Michelle.
Aloha.
Aloha, everyone, fellow travelers.
Yes, mahalo for being here.
Oh, thank you. And
that's
they
about
say
all
aloha nui nui. Aloha nui nui. And when you listen to aloha nui nui, it kind of makes you a part of you, to me. A laugh, you just kind of tickle a little bit. It's aloha nui nui, like somebody is tickling you. And
aloha,
then
nui,
we, isn't it?
Aloha,
it's
nui,
a sweetness
nui.
Here.
It is.
Yes, aloha
it is.
Nui nui. Yes, yes. There were, in my travels and things, there were those places that I really enjoyed. Like I would hear a name in the Soviet and I guess Slavic countries, and they would say, okay, their name is John. But then when you heard the grandmother call John, or you heard the mother call John, John would it would change. It would be like Irene, Arina, and then the grandmother would call her Arinette, you see. So it changes. There's a sweetness connection, and I love those. I really love those. And that's part of the love of, I love Mishi, because she's this opportunity is an amazing place to center, to really connect, co-create, as she's been so living and being. And I'm just happy to play with her and be here and join our energies together, and hopefully we'll assist others by them assisting us.
Exactly. It's always that. It's both. It's both. Yeah. It's really a co-creation.
It is true. Isn't it true for every one of us that we have someone in our lives, someone, and even the four-legged or the two-legged, whatever legged, but or without legged. And it's so true that we have someone in our life that we can just allow our formless, all-inclusive love. We can just pour it out. And I believe that is keeping us in our bodysuits, allowing us to know, oh, there is some place here in a reflection with someone that allows me to be all I can be and more.
It is about connecting into that, isn't it? That all that I can be and more. It's the and more. You know, there's always more of us wanting to come through. And in essence, that's what these gateways are. It's more of us coming through, even though it might be a little, it might be intense. But it's more of our energy. It's more of us.
That's right. I believe that there are moments in time, if you want to say time, but moments that come together that align us and in such ways that it reaches to our imagination, our mystery. And I believe those that we can just honor it, bring it, ground that energy here for others to experience. I'm kind of guessing here, but I believe that a quote from Reverend Tutu was, or one of those enlightened beings that said, you know, if we could see the emergence of light that comes from each and every one of us, we would be blinded by it.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. So...
And we're living that
power.
Here we go. And we're living that power more and more. That empowerment, that Shakti, allowing that to come through on this layer, this level, this dimension. Let's see. Ooh, happen to have some computer stuff to do, Cosmic Tree is saying. And Michelle has follow-on. Wonderful to listen live. Yay! Yes. Happy for you. Yeah. I'm happy that you're here, Cosmic Tree. Very cool. Should we dive in and open the line? Should we just weave a different...
Can you hear my splash?
Tapestry? Can you hear your flash?
You can hear my splash. I'm already in.
Yeah, let's see. You're in that zone. Hello, 609209. Welcome to Awakenings.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And what's your first name?
My first name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Aloha.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. It's a relationship question, if that's okay. I would like for you to tell me what direction you see my relationship with Andrew headed.
Okay.
Is that a good laugh?
Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, the question, it's an old question.
Absolutely.
Yes. You've done the dance with Andrew quite a few times.
Oh, yes. I love to dance with Andrew.
Yes. And when we dance with people, there are people that, you know, in that dance, at certain points, step on our toes, and we step on theirs, and all of that. And that is the basic arena of communication and relating and relationships. But in this case, I'm feeling it's a relationship of the heart. and it is a relationship of the soul. And it's so it's familiar. It's got all of it there. And my question to you is, are you, how do you feel about that relationship, and whether are you holding on to it? Are you allowing it to grow? Where are you in that relationship?
I truly love Andrew because we get along so well. I mean, from the very beginning, it was like there was a connection. And I want it to grow more. I just don't know about him.
Okay, I understand. And that wanting to grow, you know, that can be a place to sit in this relationship. I'm suggesting you let the wanting to grow, just breathe that away. And I'm suggesting you just fully love Andrew in each moment and not put a timeline with that. As I said, you've danced with this soul many times. And in some of those times, you know, your energies together was, okay, we got it. So you joined that dance. This one, in this dance, has been a different perspective. It is almost like, yes, we know all that. And but part of us wants to even experience more of it.
Right.
But what is that more of it? And when you both, I mean, I'm not saying both in a sense that it is both your perspectives or intentions. It is just a place to really rejoice about your relationship. And I believe you need to allow yourself to experience that part of the movie with Andrew.
Do I put a restriction on the relationship as far as dating? I mean,
that's what I found out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to do what you do, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's already been, you've done that. You've done the dance in many ways with Andrew, okay?
Uh-huh.
On many, many planes with Andrew. So the idea that do you put restrictions? No, I don't think you need restrictions. I don't think there is restrictions that you can put on there. I really don't. I believe you enjoy the honey, the sweetness, and the other parts, well, you don't add energy to.
Uh-huh.
And if you call that restrictions, then therefore you will call that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. So just have fun.
Yeah, enjoy Andrew once again. It's really a beautiful time when you, as I said, preface earlier, was we come together with certain souls that allow us to experience that part of us that you don't even have any clue how it's filtered and fed to certain parts of us that go, aha, oh, thank you for seeing that reflection in you. You are looking at you. And Andrew is looking at him, you see?
Uh-huh. I see.
And that's a rare thing on this planet when we have millions and billions of people here and other dimensions, not to mention that, but I did. You have all of these parallel universals, you know. The amazing part is we come together, and that coming together to view who we are in different ways is a beautiful gift. And I say, open the ribbon, open the box, take off the wrapping, and enjoy the gift.
Absolutely. I got what you say. I mean, do you see this turning into a long-term at all? Or?
There you go. See?
I can't help it.
You can't stop.
I can't.
And you will not stop. Don't try to stop. Try not stopping.
It's hard.
When it comes up, that's your mind. That's your mind sending you on the Andrew Mind Library.
I suggest
you burn the library. And let it be all newly created.
Yes.
So thank you for calling in, and thank you for allowing us to feel your energy and also Andrew's.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I will take your advice.
Oh, well, you can have it. You don't have to take it.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. Thank you for giving it to me.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Bye. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Another wonderful being, wonderful live voice. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, Pauline, you brought up with this new energy, old, new, or more expansive energy. We are moving into a place of going beyond our mind.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right?
Open the champagne, honey. Get the margaritas flowing, honey.
Beyond what we're
thinking. Well, we've been yearning for that. I have personally. And that's why I am so grateful to when I see another part of myself in something and in someone. Because I go, oh, that's more of me I've just embraced or have the opportunity to.
And say what now it has to do with?
Well, it has that quality and essence that as we become more, then it expands to however and whatever we believe, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that all those energies now start to converge. And that's what we're all feeling. And the filter, the dialect that did the information, it is going through that process of evolving. There are many, 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 many terms now that are kind of encroaching, like you guys are headed this way, and then the forces that are around it say, yeah, but we were heading this way, and we're saying, yes, you were headed this way, so come on up. Step up and, you know, and as your program is, awaken.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? Sometimes this energy is really hard for some people to take. I've been seeing this with a lot of more, if you want to say more, the mainstream reality. Let's say have this on another level or another layer, another dimension, but to get it seated within the societal consciousness or race stream consciousness or race consciousness is another way to look at that. Is that they're feeling the same intensification of energy as well. They're feeling this intense energy, but not necessarily knowing what it means or what to do with it. This intensity of their own self, right? It's really what it is.
And it is like if some part of you has been yearning for connection, right? And it's been dormant. It's been dormant so long that when a little of that energy seeps in, well, if you haven't occupied that place, it can be shocking. It is an awakening. It is a quantum leap. It is, you know, described as so far out. Oh, I really had this incredible experience, a spiritual experience. There are so many envelopes to explain that experience, and we have that around us in nature, the divine nature. We have that around us. I mean, I look off and I see islands that are, you know, exploding. I mean, Kilauea, and which is the largest island in the world, as I've been just privy to information as more as I live here on these islands. The rebirth of our planet is here, and I'm in this energy. And believe me, part of that circle is pretty shaky.
Well, and what I've been getting from the guides, which is interesting, is that we have had, and I didn't think of it for a while, and then after I kind of contemplated what they said, that we've had the same systems in place since ancient Greece, ancient Rome, ancient Egypt, and we've grown since then, but we've had the same systems and many of the same beliefs culturally, societally, religiously. We've had the same beliefs, the same rules, the same, you know, operating from the same mental constructs. And so all of that, we're really moving into that space, aren't we, of redoing that. It's a whole pattern shift. This paradigm is, it's one of the largest shifts. And Paulo disappeared too. Just got bumped. I don't know. Callers call back in. I'm not sure if everybody got bumped out or off of the switchboard. I'm not sure what happened with that, but call back in. Anyway, what I was saying before I was so rudely bumped out. Well, our first caller is still on the air, so I don't know. Earth Mom, refresh. If you don't have sound, go ahead and refresh, and that will do it. I'm not sure. If I do get bumped off again, just keep talking because I think that it stayed connected. Let's see. There's Paulo back on. Hello.
Hello.
Did you get bumped off as well? Did you get bumped off?
I don't know
off?
What. Yeah. It just went, oh, okay.
Time for another caller then. And we'll go pick up where we left off. Hello, 201-967. Welcome to Awakenings.
That's me. Hi, it's Earth Mom.
Hello. To whom are we speaking with?
It's Earth Mom, Michelle. Hi.
Hey, Earth Mom.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Good. Hi, Paulo.
Hello. Aloha.
Hello. Aloha.
Yeah. Aloha, wonderful one. Do you have question or comment?
Guidance. Oh, I need some guidance today and with a little question.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Just wondering how to deal with the money issue. Things are interesting and changing and less work, so... any guidance on that?
Well, I need you to ask a question and include how what you're feeling right now in that question.
Okay. If I go on my present path and keep moving toward creative things, it's slowly, will I be able to support myself with that? Also, there's a part-time job I'm not keen on. There's a possibility of another part-time job, or should I even go and look for something full-time, or kind of...
I'm understanding now. The energies that you use in that creative place inside you are the energies that you connect with your soul. You connect with the song. You connect with the love. Okay? That's your expression. That's your deeper part of you. And that place, you hold it divinely. You hold it sacredly. And I feel the due diligence or what your daily motion is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's part-time, full-time, or any time. The place that I believe and feel from you is a place beyond all that. So know that that place will, you just keep, going to the hotel, there, check into that room. And believe me, pretty soon you'll have a suite, and pretty soon they'll know you very well, and you'll know yourself in that way. You see? and that will overcome all of that energy about what is this financial, you know, that world. Mm. Because you don't live there. You don't live there.
Yeah, I don't want to live there. I want to live from my soul, from my spirit, and God.
Sometimes you're just visiting. Sometimes you're just visiting. It's be okay to visit. Sometimes we have to visit certain places.
It's so true.
It's so
true.
If,
if you use the metaphor of neighborhoods, I have a multiple generational energy about that, but it's in certain times when we had the neighborhoods, you had such an eclectic grouping, a village with such a grouping that you had the kings and you had the queens and you had the court jesters, and you know at one point you visit every part of that in your life. And so whether you're the king or whether you're the court jester, my kind of theory on that is you're still at the party.
Yeah, that's...
But like, am I hearing you then, like, to stay afloat, it's just keep going to that sacred place and live from that place of creation.
Yes. That's the way. I'm kind of putting like a big beacon in the sky now, you know, like a hiring a plane in the sky where they have the banners, you know, on a beach. Well, I'm putting a banner now right in the sky. Here's the plane. It's coming. It's a nice little plane, and it's got the banner. The banner says, live in our divine nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Thank you for hearing me.
Yeah.
Now see it.
Yeah. What is your question? You're not wanting to do this other job, I'm taking it, right?
Well, I'm not that keen on it, but I'm just worried about staying afloat financially. I mean, essentially. You know, I'm going to be doing more cabarets. Those are free. There's a radio thing that might be promising, that could be, and these are all things I love, but, you know, they're not generating money now, perhaps later, perhaps at some time, but, you know, it's just doing what I need to do right at the moment.
Right. That's what what's in front of us is what we need to do. And you don't have to stay there. We don't have to marry it. We don't have to live there. But sometimes whatever is in front of us, if nothing else isn't in front in the moment, you take whatever's there and then look to seek to bridge to something else or bring other things in. So I know sometimes we don't want to do that, and sometimes we think something else is coming in sooner, but it may be that there's one step in between or one connection, right? Sometimes it's that step leads us to a different connection that we needed, a person, sometimes a new understanding or even a new technique in something, but very often in a person that is a link to that which we really want to be doing.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Oh, right now it just seems like I have to find more work in whatever, any kind of work, you know. Yeah.
And can I interject? If it's possible for you that you can, by holding that divine part of you and bring it wherever you go, as Michelle said, it is in front of you. And if you're coming in with that part of you, then that resonating energy is connecting with you. And this is why you are at this place on your path, perhaps, because that understanding of where you need to look at you're forced to look at it in a different way. And to resonate that energy will sometimes require that a different environment for it to resonate in. Okay? Is it, that's probably not very clear, is it?
Like one of the environments I'm in kind of squashes the way I usually am.
Squashes.
Squashes.
I don't understand.
I don't feel quite as free or can act like my usual nutty, happy self in some of these situations.
I understand. And that is just okay. You need to be okay with that, because it's all of that. There is a quote from many people, but the one I love I hear quite often in my head was from Sophia Loren, quite an actress from Italy, and they interviewed her, and she said, "Do not take away my valleys or my peaks on the mountain." Do not take away any of that. Because, Earth Mom, if we're not in the valley, how will we know there's a mountain? And if we're on a mountain, how do we know there's a valley? Unless we experience that, which we already know. Are you seeing what I'm feeling? Yeah. So just consider that your path. I've met many biographies of people lately. Being on an island, you tend to do that. And one of them was Walt Disney. And his biography, if I tell you he was rejected for his vision 100 times, I would be very, very easy with that number. This man gave up life and families and everything to hold that energy. And now we all know Walt Disney is, like, you know, in an amazing place.
Yeah.
You see? So,
yeah, I do.
So allow yourself to be that amazing mystery, because if you define yourself, then you've put an energy between you and what you think you are, in a sense.
Here's also something, and somebody... New Light is putting, I can understand the squashing feeling. Yes, and if I can offer, because I've been there myself as well, as you know, many of us have, remember we're here to express our gifts, our talents, we're here to love, to connect, and part of that is, yes, our expressions. But we are living in a place and space of contrast, at least for the now. So it's, you know, like Paula was saying, how will I know the mountaintop if I don't know the valley? So we constructed this on a psychic, spiritual, soul level, this contrasty feeling, and getting ourselves in something or out of something, up something and down something. But that part of us that co-created this web, this fabric of the way of relating, and by the way, the rules are changing, but this is what we have now, also isn't attached to this. So sometimes we go through an initiation period to learn that I am not that what I do. I am not my bank account. I am not what I have or don't have. And to find ways so that we don't have the squashy feeling, because the squashy feeling is the ego saying, I'm that, this job, or having to do 20 jobs when my neighbor only has to do one. You know, why is that happening? So if we can find the support and move into the space of, I'm learning that maybe I don't like this, what I'm doing, but I'm not that. It doesn't reflect on me or my gifts or my consciousness, and there's a reason why I'm going through this. You don't have to necessarily like it, but when you start disidentifying with it, you feel less squashy. The squashy means you feel like you're little, whatever the little job is, whatever the scrambling is.
I'm with you. That's well put. Yeah.
Yeah, right? So the more that you can just go, okay, because it really is, it's an initiation. It's an initiation from the higher self to not, and I've been there. I've been there when I'm supposed to be at a speaking engagement and next thing, there was a mistake, and so I'm the one opening, you know, and organizing. All of a sudden now I'm organizing the chairs and the tables for people, and I'm like, okay. And then the next, and then you don't, then they don't get attached to it, and then the next time it's like, you know, you're doing, you're the one speaking. So
yeah,
it's an orchestration, but it, but it,
Hi, Michelle.
You were. I'm here. Is Michelle there?
Okay. Michelle is. Oh dear.
there usually is a very interesting happening when I come on the show. Mechanically, my energy seems to throw off the system.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
And I'm talking about busting.
And then when Michelle and I get together, you know, the goddess and gods know where we'll go with it. Perhaps those blank moments are on another planet and another dimension, and we're coming through, and they're going, we want to hear, so they pull it out, and they want to share in it, and they're going, oh, and we're considering this blank, and they're considering it finally, and we get to hear. Earth Mom was what I really appreciate that struggle, because that is an arena. It is a struggle. It is a Tibetan. They call it the Valley of the Tears, and when I have experienced those places, and in a sense crushed, and in a sense limited, which is really what that is, a limitation. And I believe the energies that are coming and will be coming is expansion. And so therefore they bring up our limitations. Where we need to expand is where we are limited.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is what we call growth, and I believe that is what the organic world is. We're becoming this alive planet again. I think Mother Earth said we had enough of this dormant energy, the limited, the box. So I believe we're kicking open the boxes. We're kicking open those limitations. And I believe so on an empathy soul level, you may be feeling that also and resonating in you, that energy. That we're all going through this. We're all going through this crunch and pull and crunch and pull. And we have been for millenniums. It is just part of the time now where that millenniums is now lined up so that we can alter that. We can alter that struggle.
And on that note, I mean, are we getting out of the Kali Yuga, or does the Kali Yuga keep going on? I mean,
we're just in it. We're getting it. We're at.
Yeah, boy. Hang on. As Betty Davis said, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Oh, great movie. Great line. I love it.
I do,
Margot
too.
Channing lives, yeah.
I still can see those shoulders.
Yeah, and the cigarette going in your hand.
There you have an ability right now to bring in through computer, through wherever you bring in these visionaries in their movies, in the sense of movies. I mean, I believe one of the things we learn as a being coming onto the planet is mother, dad, Hollywood. You know, things like that.
It's pretty
up there, right? It's pretty up there.
Yeah.
So, and yet there were limitations and crunches that they would deal with. And if you look at it in a parallel line with time, the kind of the worst of time was the more heavenly of Hollywood. You know, everybody was in a sarong and lived happily ever after.
So you
can also judge how the world is going by what the visionaries share with us, you see. So it's quite a wonderful thing when I was growing up to see these powerful women. It was like men off to war, But who's doing the real thing? Who's got the real magic going? It is
yeah.
women. It is women. It is the women that keep us here. They are the vessel, Isis's chalice, so that men and the male can just dip in occasionally, and then co-create a whole new number. But it is the vessel first. It is the vessel first. Otherwise, you know, we everything we put out will just be it'll go somewhere else other than a vessel. So I congratulate the women. I support. I've been with Amaji and many women, including the woman I am with now, an amazing woman on so many levels. And I rejoice in that because I'm allowed to play with that and go places I have never allowed myself to play in, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So you might receive this job, and I look at it as an opportunity to really allow yourself to see different parts of yourself. Just collect some data on yourself through this time. And then take the data and then throw it into your divine heart. Take the other data that you don't want and get rid of it.
Mm. Love it. All right, Ursam.
Well, thank you.
All right. I feel you're getting unsquashed. I love it. I feel you getting unsquashed.
No good. I'm so stressed.
You're blossoming. You're blossoming.
Thank you.
Lots of love to you.
Thank you. Mahalo. Aloha. Bye.
Aloha nui nui.
Aloha nui nui.
I love it. Aloha nui nui. A little nui nui. Little delay in the back. Okay, the call-in number for questions, 347-539-5122. Questions, comments, dialogue, dissertation, conversation, whatever happens. All right, we've got another person on the line. Hello, 360201. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Raquel.
Hi, Raquel.
Like Raquel Welchless.
Well,
the I shouldn't say that. Less of silicone is what I usually say, but I think
less.
She's beautiful.
Yes, she's beautiful.
She is amazing, so hopefully I look like that at her age, but well,
you're amazing, Raquel, in your own right and own way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we all are. Oh, boy, I don't even know where to start. I think that your guest is, well, I think you have incredible energy yourself, but your guest is putting a smile on my face constantly. There's nothing better than to hear somebody laughing all the time. It just makes you smile no matter what. I'm in a huge transition, who isn't, of course, but in my life, I had what I call an awakening, and I'm fairly new to your show, by the way, as a listener, but about 4 years ago, the universe basically used a larger and larger bat, is what I call it, baseball bat, to wake me up. Because I wasn't waking up to what I was supposed to be doing. I was way off course. And the final bat really put me down. So I'm recovering from two back surgeries as a result of the last thing that happened. But through that, it's been a wonderful thing because I was able to, you know, become awakened through just a magical experience. But it's been a very long, stagnant period of trying to get well, because I have, prior to the back injury, I have had a long history of chronic illness, dating back to when I was, I think, 14, 13, or younger. And then it's just kind of gone from one thing to another, and I believe that has to do with me. Well, I know that that has to do with something I've brought in. I believe everything I have going on is about things that I've brought in on some level for learning, but I've done everything I can to release this because I don't need to be in this pain anymore, and I don't need to be sick anymore, and I can't certainly move forward and heal. I mean, heal others and do what I feel is my work. You know, with this immense, beautiful change we're within on this planet, until I heal. And it's just this feeling of not sure where to go with it, or what to do, what direction to go to finally pull in the healing I need. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I before apologizing, what type of healing do you feel you need?
Well, because of the back injury, I am on medication. Prior to that, I've been on medication. It's very hard to connect at the level. I do channel, but I have a difficult time with concentration and, any type of pain meds that you're on. I've had a long history of chronic migraines. They were up to 3 times a week prior to what happened during my awakening, this spiritually profound, I'm now a recovering Catholic, which has turned my family upside down, which is a whole other heartbreaking situation. But I'd had chronic pain through my shoulders and my neck and head, and so I was in a state of like a vice grip on my head and shoulders for many years. But I thought my goal in life was to make money, more money, and find the doctor that will give me the right pill and fix me. And I just kept putting my head down and working as hard as I could. And, it's like going to work. I've always been very good at what I do. And nobody knows. And, behind the curtain, I'm falling into bed at night with all my clothes on and getting up and putting a smile back on and drugging myself to get to the next day. And that's what I lived until in 2003, I started getting bigger and bigger wake-up calls, just one surgery after another, emergency surgeries, weird stuff, until finally I've been out of all places, a drugstore, and just minding my own business, and a display of heavy merchandise fell on me and blew my back out. The first surgery went terribly wrong, and 2 weeks later, finally, a second surgery. Month in the hospital, but boy, it's been 4 years ago, and I believe I know the direction I'm supposed to be in. At times when it's taken so long to try to get well, because I have other underlying chronic conditions that...
Well, Rochelle, let me stop you there, and before Paula jumps in, first I wanted to say you did nothing wrong. There's sometimes sometimes there's a misnomer that our wake-up call comes from physical things, like to wake us up. Sometimes that's a part of the awakening. It's not that you weren't listening necessarily. I'm not so sure. See, sometimes people go through things, especially...
Yeah.
Many challenges because they're going to be working with people that have gone to similar, and you can't fake it. Just like we had in the chat room, somebody with New Light was saying, I so relate to what Earth Mom was saying, and this is really helping me. So we can't fool ourselves on a resonance level or a vibrational level subconsciously. So we don't really know we could do something and get over something, especially if we're in a very depressed or desperate state, until we meet someone that has. And the only way that we know that they really have gone through what we're going through is we could feel it in their voice and in their energy. And healing lasts forever. It doesn't have to be in the same way, but this wholeness, we're always becoming more whole or having more integration and more integrity of all parts of us, all aspects, and all of our light.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be working as you're working, even though you're not, you know, the body changes are happening and the pain is there and you can only channel or do so much and then take a break, you may be learning to work a different way while this piece gets healed and integrated, as you'll be passing that on to someone else. And then I can feel Paulo getting some information through. Mm-hmm. Paulo?
Yeah.
Paulo? I don't hear. Paulo? Hello? Paulo? Paulo? For some reason,
hello?
He's not there. Paulo?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? We hear
yes,
you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We couldn't hear you.
Okay.
But I can feel your energy coming through that you're getting some information for Raquel. So,
yes, Raquel. Oh.
I do have to
you
say
first brought, you first brought, excuse me?
Oh, I was going to say, we may have, I'll just give you a warning. I have a lot of issues with my energy shutting down electronics and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I could, well then, join the crowd. But Raquel,
yes.
I have to say for you and with you, that I've traveled many of those same places and am traveling those places. And without going to make a long story longer, I was in a explosion of some sort, and literally. And I was dancing with the idea of that also I am not feeling healthy or well or whole, being that I was exploded. And I decided that I did want to learn that arena, what was that like. And when I decided that I just thought that arena wasn't going to do anything, I was just going to live in that arena, I said to myself, no, that's not where I'm choosing to be. And I feel you are choosing to be. And I'm feeling that you're questioning, you know, being in that realm, you're wanting to be released of that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Oh, definitely. I'm done.
Right. So you need to, in a sense, I can only give you through my experience, step out of that arena when it rises up. And by the way, meaning of that is, an example, the doctors had told me, you will be crippled. You will be a paraplegic. You will have no movement, only you have no feeling below your waist, and on and on. And my body took that in, and I said, part of me said, no, that's your story about it. But I'm going to go to Maui, I'm going to hike in the sun, and I'm going to pull myself into a new story. And I literally did. And now I am totally so grateful and feeling that I was a co-creator in changing that story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's time for you to get outside of the arena when that arena rises.
Yeah,
about being outside of wellness or inside of wellness, or I'm not whole enough, or I'm on, you know, the story, the arena. It
yeah.
is when you hear that arena in your head, part of you said, okay, that's the arena in my that part of me, but that's not where I choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And as you do that, that energy, it is like, again, checking into a place inside you that has not been visited.
Mm-hmm.
And so you now reunite yourself with that and start to communicate and connect and love and be with that place, and you will.
Mm.
You will.
I feel like I've done all the, I'm not, of course, no one's perfect, and I do have setbacks, and the, you know, positive thought and visualizing where I plan to be.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, being in health.
Exactly.
I work with,
exactly.
You know, the angelic kingdom, and yet, you know, I get a couple steps ahead, and then something else pulls me back, and it's either my back or it's a chronic, these chronic conditions that I've had more doctors scratch their heads and look at me and say, I've never heard of this or I've never seen this, you know, in all my years. And that's really been, you know, a mantra in this lifetime. And I've been told that I've actually had two previous lifetimes the same way, where I came in to do work, to heal, to awaken. But I brought in this state of needing to understand, like you were saying earlier, Michelle, I believe it was you stating that, you know, you believe that you need to feel it. And I do believe for empathy's sake, you do. I've learned that. Empathy is something it is priceless, because I've been on the receiving end of, you know, those that don't even believe you, or, you know, they just have no patience for it at all. You know, you're hurting or ill, and definitely going on in my family as well. So, but it's like, where is there an end? That's where I'm so frustrated.
Well, here's the deal. The end comes many times when we're in the process of it, whatever it is, and doing whatever we want to do or need to do. It may not be ideal. It may not be how you envision, but it's the way that's coming forth as you, through you. It's part of the package right now. There's a wonderful affirmation tap that you can do on the turning over the left arm and the left hand, right where a watch or bracelet is, right on there. There's a meridian there that as you tap it, it goes right into the mind, the mental. Those are, and I've used this before, even though I have whatever, something, I love and accept it myself. Even though I have this back injury, I love and accept myself. And tapping that in, even though I have this, I'm going to do my work. Even though I have this, I'm going to do my life work. Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is to not let the condition hold you back. It's been holding you back.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying you, without the condition, things could happen a lot more spiffy, maybe a lot more bouncy. But even though I have this condition, I'm doing my life work.
Okay.
Even though I have this, whatever it is, and better to name things a condition, because conditions are easy to change. Once we start naming it, it starts lasting a little longer. It comes more into form.
I appreciate that. But
yeah. But it's not a reflection of consciousness. I had something years ago, and I'm still kind of coming out of it, but it was a whole this thyroid adrenal thing that I had the same thing. I would.
Right now.
Hmm?
That's one of the layers as well right now that is part of what's going on.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah, and your pattern is up, down. You can't focus. Headaches, migraine. Yeah, headaches. You can't focus. I do know the good source of Bs, extra B1, 6, panathenic acid can be helpful as suggestions. Extra DHEA, something that supports the adrenals. I think things like 5-HTP. There are things to take, but you know what? It's like someone put in the chat, you know, going through the graveyard, you know, you feel kind of lucky to be here. I'm not saying it's not easy, but it's part of the piece on a soul level, and there's always a reason. And what you said, that empathy, that compassion,
mm-hmm.
you really don't have that until you've been through something. You can have understanding,
mm-hmm.
and you can sympathize, but to really empathize and have the compassion to understand how someone can make it in the world, even with limitations, whatever those limitations are, especially physical, going through it, you know.
Yeah.
But perhaps reframing it that it's not going to hold you back. You're going to just do it the best you can with what you have. You're doing the best you can with what you have and what you know. And so maybe it's different types of readings or shorter readings, or you do readings, you take a nap, you nurture yourself, do a reading for yourself, or you go meditate, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I really need some help with everything changed when this opening happened because my energy is so different. I wouldn't have been able to tell you I was near a crystal, you know, saved my life prior to it happening. And so, a lot of frustration is just from really being closed off and not having a way of financially is really set us back to the point that, you know, we're trying to hang on to our house because I was two-thirds of our income at the time. And so that adds a whole dimension of pressure. Just the stress, I think, adds to then the conditions that continue. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know what stress does. But, not having the funds to go and do some of the things that I think are really important and that I feel pulled to do and trying to manifest those and
trade or barter, put it out there that, see, I think what's going to help shift this for you is the even though you have this, mm-hmm. you're still doing your life purpose. It's not holding you back. That's going to open the doors for, look at the insight you've received from Paulo. I'm sharing stuff with you. People are putting loving, healing energy in the chat room right now, the sacred space of empowerment room. So it's reaching out and saying, okay, this condition I'm going through, I have this right now. But you still have your whole life and your life purpose.
Yeah.
So reach out, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do have another question that I'm sure others can really resonate with. On a level of family, my family is really taking what happened to me and blown it into some odd, almost like I'm a nutcase. It's very sad because I was quite close with them. And learning to deal with that is a loss. It's a grieving process.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions on how to... I mean, it's as if talking to them they're on a different planet. Some of the things that I've received back that they believe me to have said, it's very odd to have had family or, close to. I've even, my husband and daughter and I have lived with my parents at one point. We're very close to them, but even though I grew up Catholic and what happened to me happened with angelic, presence. It was something that my dad still not even talking about.
I'll just say one thing and hand it to Paulo. I just see that in the chat, they're holding the space, and the few callers have been, and I'm sure others are going through this, the initiation of what is, the acceptance of the condition and what is, the way things are going, and still holding to your path.
Yeah.
And keeping right connection, but that whatever the condition is, whatever the situation is,
mm-hmm.
we sometimes try to change it. In other words, if I know I have to do 20 jobs to make, and that's the way it's happening, little job, then that's what is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Paulo, you have any?
Yes.
He's been so quiet.
Family. family. Acceptance and having that push-pull arena and experience with family is very deep. It's very deep. I suggest you do mourn. You do mourn. Let the mourning happen. Let it flow. Mourn. And in that experience, if we allow ourselves to fully let it go, there possibly will be some place inside you that will feel at rest with it,
mm-hmm.
and calmer about that experience with it.
Okay.
And we need to calm ourselves in every situation in life. Usually there's one place in this wonderful existence, and I say that satirically sometimes and mostly, but because it is very amusing in a sense how people act out and react to when we feel we're in a different space. And yes, they are in a different place, and more so, I feel they're in a different planet sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they are blood or whether they are the doorman or the milkman or anybody you run into, it is a different dimension sometimes. You're speaking to them, and there's no connection.
Exactly.
And that shows us that, in other words, if you had a book on child, I don't know why I'm saying this, but there's a child in there, I'm feeling, that wants to vision, it wants to tell its story. You tell your story in a compassionate, visual way that speaks like a child in that purity, because
mm-hmm.
you've been there, you're in there, you are there. And I think that's an incredible, in my experience, I don't want to just say, okay, I have that experience, now moving on. No, I want to incorporate that experience as I move on so that I can give energy to that so it will grow as with me. You see, it will not be apart from me, because what is a disease, what is illness, is separation.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Definitely.
I'm definitely feeling that, you know, acknowledge what you're experiencing and also be open to a new family, a new way of seeing family, a new way of defining family
mm-hmm.
for you.
I've had nieces and nephews that aren't even allowed to come over anymore, and it's censored. It's been a really crazy situation to go through, and everything, I believe, we're it's all a lesson, and I'm just reading everything I can from it so I can get through it as fast as I can and move on. I would like to ask both of you one last thing, and that would be, what do either of you see me doing as far as moving forward, in which direction?
Meaning?
In a broad way or narrow, as far as, I mean, right now, what's before me is an open slate, and I've been being, you know, basically taught, but only really through source up to this point. My teachings have come from that, but I'm wondering, as far as my energy and such, where do you see me going, if you're able to read that with my future, once I get past the area I'm at right now?
Well, I see you are where you are, your past, present, and your future. You are, it's about not getting over it as quickly. It's really going to be a shift in your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see you reaching out, doing readings. I even see some kind of local bookstore or something. Do you see, I don't know if it's a center or a bookstore. I definitely see books in there, in like a little seating area that I feel that you'll align to. But again, wow, it's powerful today. You know, we're in a gateway portal of light, so there's an intensification of energy. These happen every May, June, and November, December, at least for the last, you know, 5-6 years. I just hear such power and empowerment with the initiation that's happening right now for many. Is how do you step forward in your path, love yourself enough, accept yourself enough, and the conditions that you're in to still step forward in your path of unfoldment, to still do your soul work,
mm-hmm.
whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel for you, I feel it's going to be for you, as you're letting go of when this is done, I can do this, or when this is over, or it's a learning lesson. Not all illness is a learning lesson. That's very, you know, that's one metaphysical viewpoint, actually a psycho-spiritual viewpoint, but not really when you talk to many more advanced metaphysicians or esotericists and spiritualists. It's something else that's going on there. It's a part of the creation and reflection. And now, does that mean you have to have that? No. Does it mean you can't get over this? No. But the key is in accepting where you are and not letting it hold you back. So even though I'm going to do my path, my purpose,
mm-hmm.
and as you step into that more, even though my family doesn't understand me, I'm going to still step into my purpose. You might have to not be as in touch, as Paulo said, the mourning. It's difficult, but sometimes we have to separate out more to do our path and purpose. And very often when the body is sick or we have a lot going on so we're exhausted, we have to make different decisions and say, boy, I don't have the energy to focus on that. I only have the energy to focus on my purpose right now or my healing, or I only have the energy to focus on my studies. That, you know, I so sometimes that plays in as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Paulo?
Yes.
Paulo?
I'm definitely seeing a children's book. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely seeing a child's book from you, mm-hmm. and your gift, because the communication level is that part of the child, that purity, how they give it to you. I mean, if they're angry, they don't hide it. You know where a child stands.
Oh, definitely.
You know? Yeah. And there's such powerful, as Michelle has said, there's such power in that purity and childlike place. And I'm feeling you're going to be a author of a book about that, and incorporating your story through this festival of this purity. I feel that that's going to be a beautiful ride, because you'll be surrounded by, I do see the bookstore also, but I see you reading to children, sharing to children, reaching to children, because your child has felt abandoned and not able to fully, freely play.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's part of reaching into that child and saying, like Michelle says, even though you haven't fully played with me, it's not going to stop us from that opportunity to still have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stop my life work. It's not going to stop. I'm not going to be identified with that. I am not identified with that.
Mm-hmm.
The purity is my child, and I really are going to allow that to. I'm going to play there. I'm going to play with my child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. I have been told by spirit from the beginning of the spiritual awakening, I've been told I'm to write. And so that's something I kind of keep on every once in a while. I feel like because it's been a very difficult time just in the last couple of months or so. Yeah, you know, you start to feel like, gosh, is this, you know, is everything still the way it's supposed to be? Am I on the right track? And I expected you to fully, either one or both of you, to see me writing, because everybody I talk to sees this. And it's the last thing in the world I thought I'd ever do in my life.
But see, that's how we know it's coming from that deeper place, because the ego doesn't see us doing that. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't think of that. But who didn't think of that?
Right.
The ego.
Right.
So there's more of us emerging through us as us, and we know when we're really on path when we go, oh, I didn't know that, or I like that. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, I'm going to do, oh, that's kind of, you know, we get to be surprised. The ego personality gets to be surprised at what we're learning or doing. But I say, do it now. Do it now.
Well, you know, the favorite part of ego is, for me, is go. So go, ego. go.
No,
just
yeah.
go and do what you need to do.
Well,
I love the go in ego. I really do love the go in ego.
Because that's the part of us that's the doer part of us. It's the little worker
mm-hmm.
being.
Mm-hmm.
Give it an assignment.
Yeah,
right?
Delegate.
Delegate ego. My ego's not busy enough as it is. I needed to make sure it's busier.
You're not doing enough ego. Try this.
You've
got to keep your ego entertained, honey. It's just.
Well, interestingly enough, that was the first big lesson that I had to go through, and this was through spirit, but I had to learn to separate from ego, and boy, was that the most, that was a fight in my head, and privately, because I've definitely been, pretty much because of the disability that, the back injury led to, and then to final surgery and recovery, I've been alone a lot, and so there's just, again, most of everything has come from spirit, but working through it, it was a fight because the ego wants to not have you recognize that it's something that you can have any say over. I mean, that was in my situation, and at first it was, what do you mean ego? My ego's there. What do you mean separate? And my ego is what has protected me and has made me a success, and it what would I be without ego? And so it was very interesting and profound. And then trying to explain it to my husband, I spent 3 hours one night trying to explain ego and the separation of what ego is without the soul, or with the soul being separate and actually being actual, to be on a platform of being above or in charge of ego and having control of it.
Yeah.
And I use everything.
Well,
I use,
if you, the thing is, the thing is, if you really align in the soul alignment, when you align the personality or the ego personality to the soul, at one point it becomes seamless, where the ego personality is the soul. It's a complete extension or a manifestation on the earth plane of the soul.
Absolutely.
So the ego that most people are trying to get rid of is the constructed ego. But as Paulo said, we need the ego. That's our body. We need that interface. Otherwise, we don't, we're in a mental, emotional, physical existence here. So,
well, prior I understand why they needed, that was the very important thing, is I was living primarily through, my ego was very big.
Well, it was a constructed ego. But the true ego, if you study any of the Buddhist or Hindu philosophy or the Vedas, the sacred scriptures, the true ego is so seamless. It's the ego, basically, you can retrain. That's what healing in a big way is, retraining the ego to be open or receptive to the higher impulses or expanded energies, to know, to have the habit to go to meditate instead of worrying or thinking things, thinking too much. So,
and recognizing, are you, right now working out of through your ego or through your soul, or are you merged in the highest? Good.
Yeah, the merging.
Yeah,
that's the age of the soul right
there. Being a witness.
Yes. Yeah.
And say that again. Sorry, Paul. What did you say?
Excuse me?
He said staying a witness. Raquel, thank you so much for calling in. This has been a wonderful dialogue and discussion.
I appreciate it. And I would like to ask any callers out there, I'd like to thank all of you for prayers and energy. And if any of you know of, are there any type of scholarships, institutions or anything like that for people that want training in Reiki or, healing energies, anything like that? I would really be interested in any type of information they'd have.
Put your email address in the chat room.
Okay.
Look in your area. I know a lot of people, especially, more people with in this kind of network, a lot of barter or trade or for services, even with, you know, look online. There is There is a lot of it, actually.
Okay.
All right, Raquel. Okay. Enjoy your day. Create.
You too.
Yeah.
And I want to run so you can get somebody else to go into your chat room. How do you do that off of? I haven't done
that. Oh, if you go to the Blog Talk Radio /awakenings.
Okay.
So www.blogtalkradio/awakenings, and then you can click to chat. And then you just register at the bottom. It'll say sign in or register, and I think it's just your name and email. And then that'll allow you to write your, you know, website or email there in the chat room, and people can.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. And Paulo, again, keep laughing. It sends out amazing vibrations to everybody. So.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Mahalo. Love you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Nishi. Hello?
I'm back. Thanks, Raquel. Peace and blessings.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, my voice. Some wonderful initiation, isn't there, Paulo, right now?
Isn't there? Yes. And someone in the chat room said, go, ego, go. And, you know, I picture this ego as this incredible athlete and doing the cheers, you know, go, 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 and the high kicks and all, you know, so much earthly, excuse me for bringing back that era, but it is so, go, ego, go, cheer it on, you know, let's do it. I love it. I really do love it. So my part of my ego is the E part, and I do this in my experience in life a lot, where I'll take a word, and I look at the word, and I'm saying, okay, does that word really explain how I feel about that expression? And when I was growing up, the ego was, oh, you have the id, the ego, and all of this energy disinformation about it that was so funny. It was so like, oh, well, Freud and this and that. I'll put this in this box, put it in that box. And, you know, life's too short to be in the box. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love that. Life's too short to be in the box. Absolutely.
Yes.
On that
yes.
note,
yes.
we're out winding out of time.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, my, where the best.
I know. Those of you that would like to connect with Paulo D'Oro, his website is whatisyoursound.com, and he's doing some amazing things with sound as well, and wonderful healing modalities, and also his readings, so connecting to the soul and assisting in the transformation of all. So again, that is whatisyoursound.com. Paul, as always, it's great to connect with you.
Same here, honey. It's always great. Always wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
And your healing laughter. Everybody comments on that. The healing laughter, the wisdom that you give, but also that just great loving energy that comes through your laughter.
Oh. Well, honey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring that.
Anytime.
Okay, sweetie.
Yeah. All righty. Lots of love and
light. Thank all of your call-ins and all of the listeners and all of the chatties. I don't know what they're really called, but thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Dewey, Dewey. Mahalo, Dewey, Dewey.
Dewey, 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 Dewey. Mahalo, Dewey, Dewey.
Mahalo, Dewey, Dewey. Hopefully a little happiness to lead out. All right. And that's Paulo D'Oro. The website is buttersound.com. And until next time, continue to share your insights, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.